This year is Ilandishmas Tova Etel Bas Mordechai. Somebody asked me the following question. He was purchasing a car, and he was planning on financing the car from a bank. And for whatever reason, he wasn't getting approved in time, but he needed the car immediately. So an uncle of his offered to lay out the cash. It was $17,000. And then when he would get approved, he would pay back his uncle. That's what happened. He purchased the car. 2 weeks later, he got approved, and he paid back his uncle. That Friday, he was very appreciative to his uncle for helping him out. So he sent him a gift. It was a challah board with a letter that said, "Thank you for helping me." That Shabbos, his uncle had a guest over who commented on the challah board, and his uncle explained how he got it. And the guest told him that it seems like this gift is actually ribbis. And the question is he allowed to keep it, or is he responsible to return it to the borrower? There are primarily three categories of ribbis, and each one has their own halachas regarding what to do if the ribbis was paid. Ribbis min ha-Torah is what's known as ribbis ksutza. In order for something to be considered ribbis min ha-Torah, two conditions must be met. First of all, it must be interest on a loan and not on a different transaction such as a sale or rental. Secondly, the borrower must be required to pay this interest, and it must be something that was agreed upon either initially at the time of the loan or, according to many Rishonim, at a time when the lender is extending the payment date. When these two conditions are met, it's considered ribbis ksutza, and the halach is, Shulchan Aruch paskens in Yardeya Simkuf Samchal Sefhei, that this ribbis is yotze b'dayan, which means that not only is the lender obligated to return the interest to the borrower, Beis Din is responsible to enforce this, and they can force the lender to pay back the interest. It's different than other debts, in which Beis Din here cannot actually seize the lender's assets to pay back the borrower, but they could use other means of forcing the lender to return the interest. There is actually one exception where Beis Din does have the ability to seize the lender's assets, and this is where the borrower is not paying the ribbis willingly. For example, if at the time of payment the borrower says, "This is ribbis, I'm not paying back," and the lender actually grabs the interest from the borrower, or if the lender goes to a secular court and sues the borrower, and the court requires the borrower to pay the interest. Here, since the borrower is not giving the ribbis willingly, it's considered a gezel, and Beis Din would have the authority to go seize the lender's assets to return this gezel. But as long as the borrower is paying willingly, he agreed to pay this interest, Beis Din can only force the lender, but cannot actually take his money. The second level of ribbis is what's known as a vak ribbis. This is a form of ribbis darbanan. And to name a few examples, either if the ribbis was not on a loan, it was on a sale, there are certain examples of ribbis derech mekach, if a buyer receives a benefit for prepaying, or if the seller charges the buyer an extra amount for extending credit. Here, since it's not a loan, it would not be considered ribbis min ha-Torah, but it is also at least midrabban. Another example is, on a regular loan, if the parties did not agree that the borrower has to pay interest, but the borrower gave a benefit to the lender on his own accord, out of appreciation for the lender lending him the money, and the benefit was given while a loan or a portion of the loan was still outstanding. Here, it's because it was not agreed upon, it's not ribbis ksutza, but it's aser midrabanan and it's called avak ribbis. By avak ribbis, Mechaber in Yardeh, Kosamachal Sif Beis Paskins, that although Beis Din cannot force the lender to return the interest, it's not yotze b'dayanim, but there's a chiv latzes yedei shemayim for the lender to return the interest. Here as well, there are certain cases where Beis Din would have the ability to force the lender to pay the interest, such as if the borrower does not give it willingly and the lender grabs it from the borrower. Additionally, there are many paiskim, the Pesuta brings down Emer Bina and the Tiferes Lamesha, that say if the borrower gave the ribbis because he was unaware that this benefit violated Hilchos Ribbis, and had he had known so, he never would have given it, then we say it was given mistakenly, it was a tais, and the lender never acquired the money. And since the lender never acquired the money, it's considered that the borrower did not give it willingly, and here as well it would be considered a gezel, and Beis Din would have the ability to go and take it back from the lender. It seems like the Sma'an in Chesh Mishpat Siman Reish Lameis argues, and there's Machar Fraim who distinguishes between different types of avak ribbis, that this only applies in certain instances. So on a practical level, it would be hard to actually be mitzi this moment from the lender, but the lender should be aware that there are poskim that say that not only is it avak ribbis, but it would now be a gezel for the lender to keep this ribbis. There's a third category of ribbis, and this is what's known as ribbis mukdemes u'mucheres, which means ribbis that the borrower gave on his own accord, either prior to receiving the loan, or he gave it after the loan was completely paid up. Here, according to many Paiskim, it's only usher if the borrower speaks out, he makes it clear that this benefit is being given in appreciation of the loan. Other Paiskim, the Shach and the Shulchan Harav, hold that even if the borrower does not speak out, that he's giving it in appreciation of the loan, but as long as that's his intention, it's also usher. But here, since it's not being given while the loan is still outstanding, it's a less stringent form of ribis. And although it's asr chatchila for the borrower to give it and the lender to receive it, but once it's already given, then there are more paskins in Yardei and Simakuf Samachal Sif Beis that there's not even a chiv latzis de shemayim for the lender to return. So again, by ribis ksutza, which is ribis on a loan and ribis that was agreed upon at the time of the loan, there Bezdin is responsible to force the lender to return the interest. Avak ribis, which is ribis on a sale, or ribis that the borrower gave on his own accord while the loan was still outstanding, there a bezin cannot force the lender to return the interest, but the lender is responsible, latzis de shemayim, to return it. And ribis mukdemis or mucheris, which is ribis that the borrower gave on his own accord either before the loan was extended or after the loan was entirely paid off, there it's only asro chatchil to give it, but once it's given, then there's no chiv at all on the lender to return. So getting back to our case, where someone borrowed money on a regular loan, and he gave a present after the loan was paid off in appreciation of the loan. So since this benefit was not agreed upon, his uncle did not lend the money on the condition that his nephew give him a chal board, it would not be considered ribis ksutza, and therefore from this aspect would not be etzer dianim. And the benefit was not given while the loan was outstanding. He had already paid off the loan a couple of days earlier, and therefore would not be considered avak ribis. But rather, this would seemingly fall under ribis mu'ucheres. He wrote a note that made it clear that he was giving this in appreciation for the loan. And therefore, this seemingly would be an example of ribis mu'ucheres. Now, this being the case, since his uncle already received the present, it would seem like that he would be allowed to keep it, and there wouldn't even be a chi of latzei shemayim to return it. However, as we mentioned before, and the Igros Moshe in Yerdei Chil Gimel, he has an aros on Shulchan Aruch, Simkuf Samach Ha'ar Dalet, speaks out, that if the lender is someone who's Yerush Shemayim, and he never would have accepted the present had he had known that it was usher for him to do so. Here we say that it was a kinyan b'tayis, and the lender never actually acquired the present. And therefore, if he would decide to keep it, it would be considered that only now he's coming to receive the interest, and therefore it would be usher to do so because of ribis mucheres. Rav Moshe points out that the Chavos Das in Yerdei Simkuf Samach Sifkan Beis seems to argue, but Rav Moshe says that many poskim, the Shach, the Prisha, the Bach, seem to argue in the Chavos Das, and they hold that it is a tois, and it would be usher for the lender to keep it. Practically speaking, although there are shitas to be seimechan, that since he already received the ribis mucheres, even though he didn't know it was usher, since he already has it and it's in his possession, he's not responsible at all to return it. However, there definitely is makom hachmer, like the Zirkus Moshe, and possibly these other places.